I'm so horny I can barely stand to be in my own skin. I haven't heard from Katie, but that's not unusual. She has a way of disappearing if she isn't game. Maybe we should look outside the loop of our personal friends, Think we should subscribe to one of those swinger services on the web? Might be an easy way to get started. Well, like it or not, I subscribed for us. Take a look at the picture page. John and Jane look promising. Thursday afternoon, I left work early, grabbed the first train into the city, and parked my ass next to a window. The train was nearly empty, so I closed my eyes and let my mind drift off to thoughts of you. Oh, dreams of you, your body, and the wonderful things you do to me. Oh God, I'm so hot and horny I could scream. Without thinking, I let my hands slip down between my legs and gently rub my pussy through the fabric of my linen skirt. I was rubbing for a while, getting into the bump and grind of the train, and the way it made my fingers jump. When I heard a voice say, "Linen wrinkles." I opened my eyes, startled. "I thought I was alone," I mumbled. "Perhaps," the woman said, smiling, "you should slip it off, so as to not ruin it." "I could help you," she said, running her tongue over her teeth. Dazed, I just watched as she unbuttoned and unzipped my skirt. Our eyes locked for just a second when she realized I wasn't wearing any panties. "Naughty girl," she grinned. "How will you ever stay clean if you let all that nasty air touch your sensitive spots? Now stand up so I can wash you." I did as instructed. The skirt fell to my feet, exposing my pussy and stocking-clad thighs to anyone peering into the train. She bent down to pick up my skirt and folded it nicely, putting it on the seat beside her. Totally in awe of her brazen attitude, I continued to stand, waiting. Quietly, she took my hands in hers, kissed them, and then placed them on either side of her head. Then, without thinking, I grabbed her head in my hands, entangled my hands in her black curls, pushed my pussy forward, and brought her red ruby lips and pearl teeth up to my exposed clit. "Fuck me with that gorgeous mouth! Fuck me!" I screamed over the train whistle. "Fuck me with that tongue! Eat me all up!" She didn't need the invitation. She immediately went to work on me. Her head was nestled securely between my legs. "I'm eating your pussy," she mumbled between licks. I moaned loudly, grinding my cunt harder into her face as her tongue moved around the edges of my wet hole, ever so slightly licking, kissing, and caressing the very edges of my sensitive pussy. From the top of my slit to the bottom, and then from the bottom to the top, she licked me. Oh, she licked me good. "Oh, you are so dirty," she cried out between licks. "I may be here a long, long while cleaning you up." I laughed and pushed harder against her mouth. Suddenly, I felt a shiver of cool air enter the compartment. Without looking behind me, I knew it had to be the train conductor. "What have we here?" a very male voice asked, as a strange hand ran over my trembling ass. Looks like a game of..." He paused. "Muff diving." Then bending down on one knee, he got up close, nose to nose with my new friend, and said rather sternly, "I could have you both arrested for indecent exposure. God only knows what they would do to you in a New York City jail. To you two lesbos for endangering the morals of minors. But," he said as he unbuttoned his blue trousers, "but I think you must both be very reasonable women. And being reasonable women, I'm sure you can understand my point of view and do the right thing. See, I have a problem with an inadequate fare, and someone must pay the entry fee." Then he ran a finger down my slit and across her face. I looked down at the Rubenesque beauty between my thighs and answered the conductor, "I don't really wish to leave this woman's talented tongue, but perhaps will be appeased with another entry." "Say no more, my lovely lady," he said, standing. "I like it any way I can get it." He smiled as he positioned himself behind me and pressed his cock full into my asshole. I screamed out of misplaced shock. He was rude and abrupt and made awful grunting noises. It took all of my concentration to not think of his ruddy cock, but instead to concentrate on the rapid tongue lashing I was getting. And oh, she was so good. In and harder and faster, she drove her tongue, her face into my pussy, into my hole, up, 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 higher, 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 oh God, so close, and she kept beat with the ass pounding of the not-so-skilled train conductor. So near, oh God, my release so near, so close to coming, if only, I thought. Penn Station, New York, next and last stop, a voice said over the intercom. I guess that it was all my ass fucker needed to get him over, because he came hard and with a loud grunt deep into my ass. As the train prepared to stop, she lifted her head and spread my pussy lips wide with both her hands. My clit was engorged, soaked. Ready, she asked. I nodded yes as her tongue entered me again, this time with incredible urgency. Hard and fast, deeper, 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 harder, harder, I moaned. Oh, God! I began to shake, my entire body tensing, tensing, my fingers squeezing my own nipples, her tongue moving faster. I squeezed harder, faster, faster, when her tongue, harder, I squeezed my nipple. As the conductor shouts for us to dress and leave the train, ignoring his pleas, I tense, climbing, shouting, flowing, yes, coming, coming hard, all over her appreciative face. And then finally, drain, I fall onto the seat behind me. Smiling, she handed me my skirt, and then reaching into her bag, she gave me her card. By the time I had dressed, she was gone.